Taken by Rosie Lewis. Read by Madeline Gould.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Mothers steered their buggies around the orange barricades, small wheels snagging on the rumpled pavement. The low hum of overheating motors filled the heavy air, and behind me someone tooted their horn. Squinting against the plumes of dust, I watched a couple stepping out from the taxi in front of me, others ambling hand in hand towards the shops. On any other day, I might have escaped the clattering of jackhammers and taken refuge down one of the sloping side streets, among the flower stalls and earthy cafes. As it was, though, I didn't mind being stuck behind the wheel. Browsing the central courtyard for samples of cedarwood and patchouli oil while street entertainers played the crowds was one of our most favourite weekend pursuits, but not nearly tempting enough to compete with the experience that lay ahead. It was a clear morning in mid-July 2011, and my Fiat was rolling slowly towards Queen Charlotte's Hospital in the city centre, where Megan, a baby girl, was being cared for by midwives. Born with a cleft palate 3 days earlier, Megan had been surrendered into the care of social services by her birth mother under a Section 20 voluntary order, and as a foster carer, I had been asked to begin daily visits to the special care baby unit with a view to bringing the newborn home as soon as she was well enough. Peggy, Megan's social worker, was also responsible for another child in my care, Zadie, a 13-year-old girl who had been staying with us since May. Quiet and helpful, Zadie had begun to relax in her new home.